I'm in this really weird time in my life where I'm finally done with a life of schooling. I graduated high school, top of the class, went to university, studied restaurant management. I had this really strong plan of what I wanted my life to look like, all the goals that I wanted to accomplish. And then afterward, I worked a little bit to save and go study abroad, to go to culinary school because I felt like I needed a degree to solidify everything that I had learned and I wanted to accomplish. But I'm realizing that nothing is really going according to plan. I feel like each year my dream changes and evolves into something new and completely different, which is freeing and exciting because I could do anything, but also a little bit overwhelming and scary, and because it's a little bit unknown. It's like from point A to point B is clear, but like how to get there is the question that I'm struggling with. And I think day by day I'm trying to really be patient with myself. I know mental health is really important, to take the time to really evaluate what you want to do and what I want to do with my life and to be really intentional. But I think I struggled a little bit because I never celebrated any milestone that I accomplished in my life. It was more a checkbox to achieve this goal. And now that I've run out of school and a path that kind of pushed me along the way, life is just free falling. I could do anything. There's too many paths. There's too many choices. And the time that I waste evaluating each one for the best one, is it a good decision? Is it a bad decision? It weighs on me a little bit. I know it's out of my control and I just have to take a chance. Life is about chance and risk, but also luck and preparation and timing. And I'm trying to get it all right. Trying my very best. I guess today's reflection is I'm realizing I don't know if I want to be the classic pastry chef that I originally imagined myself to be, which is nerve-wracking. I knew when I was a kid I really wanted to open up my own restaurant, and I fell in love with the idea of feeding people. Like, I knew that was my dream. Like, when I looked at the world, I always ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And with all the world's problems and all these things, it could be overwhelming, but I figured if I dedicate my life to tackle one portion of the bigger issue, then that could be okay. I cannot do it all. I cannot save the world single-handedly as an individual. But if I could tackle one problem that I'm passionate about and really elevate that to the highest degree, and I really wanted to feed people, I realized homelessness is a big issue. My family is amazing and they instill the importance of charity and the importance of giving abundantly to those in need. When I was a child, we always volunteered at homeless shelters and food banks during the holidays, and my mom is an amazing cook and she would always make extra plates for people who needed it. And so when I was a kid, I saw that and I was just like, you know, this is what I am meant to do. And so I tried to figure out the best way to get me on that path at scale, because at the end of the day, I realized the world on the bad side is influenced by culture, is influenced by power, is influenced by money, and that's how you make things move in the world at a grand scale. And if I could be the beacon or the icon of hospitality and optimism and hope and all these things, like, I felt like I could help everybody that I could on a grander scale. And I need a team essentially than just me as an individual. The idea that I had was to open the best restaurant, to have a Michelin star, to be a famous celebrity chef, because people know them nowadays. And I realized the economics of going to culinary school. I realized that really I know nothing. The amount of depth and the beauty that culinary school unraveled for me really helped me understand the economics of Michelin stars. And it's not that they don't make a lot of money, but the margins are so tight that really they don't, and they rely on free labor, which is a whole nother conversation. So I'm like, okay, I can't own a Michelin star anymore. What else could I do? I'm like, okay, I could be the next Gordon Ramsay, but less attitude and more heartfelt and wholesome in my own personal style, and be a celebrity chef that way. And honestly, I think that's a really great path for me. I always wanted to be a content creator to some degree. I grew up watching Cake Boss and Food Network and all the food competition shows, and I think that would be such a fun chapter in my life if I were to pursue that. I guess now I would love to pursue having my own television show and have some sort of fame so my message gets across. I just have so much love to give that I really would love to pass that to each and every single one of you. And hopefully I can figure out that path. This to say is that life is never just straightforward, which they tell you that. I feel like as I'm getting older, it's just super eerie because every single cliche that you grew up hearing, whether that be in literature or in life or your parents saying, it hits you on the head so hard that you're like, whatever, okay, like it doesn't apply. When it doesn't apply and you just know these phrases that everybody's, and it just sits with you, you're just, okay, whatever. Like these are just all the phrases. Life is a box of chocolates. Life is difficult. It's not for everybody. It's not linear. Success looks like ups and downs, like blah blah blah, like all these phrases. If they don't apply to you in the moment, and you just brush it off and it's just whatever. But I feel like it's so eerie because as like I continue to live and like gather and gain like more experiences, I'm like, oh, so this is what you're talking about. Oh, so this is the empathy required to handle this situation at like peace and like to take it head on. Like this is just wow. And it could be really overwhelming, to be completely honest. Like as much as I say like every day that you wake up is a good day, some days you just have really bad days where like nothing lines up and you feel like you're 10 steps behind. And the more that I give myself patience through this journey, the more peace I feel, because I know that everything will work out and for my good. You just have to trust that everything has a plan, everything is going according to plan. You may create your own plan, and they say that you create it and God laughs. But to some degree, it really is like that. I used to joke around that my life is honestly a joke because I just make all these plans and then I change them. And then I could never imagine where I ended up. There were so many moments when I was in Spain and I'm like, oh my gosh, teenage Precious could not have dreamed that I would be living in this moment right here and now. Meeting the people that I've met, seeing the sights that I've seen, talking to the most amazing people, like meeting my heroes, like all in the span of a couple of days. So I just have to trust that days are just like that. Some moments are like that, but as I'm getting older, it is just, not that it's stressful, but I am feeling a little bit like, geez, okay, so what now? Because I'm working two jobs as an executive pastry chef and one as like a pastry assistant. And I'm not happy, to be honest. And that was a really hard realization for me. Like, I do love the work. That's not the question. It's a matter of, I don't think I enjoy this area or department that I'm in, because at first, I don't know, like restaurants, you could work the line or you can work preparation. And at first I'm like, okay, I don't want to work the line anymore. I did all of that brutal hard work, to be honest, before I left for culinary school. And it's long hours, you deep clean the kitchen, you stock up your station, and depending on how busy the restaurant is, like you are just working, plating up orders. But at the end of the day, I always say plating is a skill you can learn. It's not really any sort of development. You're just, okay, you put this here, you put this here, you put this here, and then that's it. And then you do that 1,000. And so I'm like, okay, I can't work the line anymore because I'm just exhausted. It's so much work and so much cleaning, and it's hard, and there's not a lot of development there. And so I'm like, okay, let me go into prep, because honestly, I think that making the recipes, cooking, and being behind the scenes and doing the reps is what really develops your skills as a chef. And to that is true, 100%. However, it's a little monotonous. Okay, every day you need to make 2 liters of pastry cream, 500 cookies, 200 pâtés, all these things over and over again. Tomorrow you're making 100 mousses, you're making 2 chocolate mousses. It's very monotonous. You're making the same thing every single day over and over and over again, and so it can feel a little bit boring to be. And then, but the menu changes every season, so you get to change the menu maybe twice a year if you're lucky, 4 times a year, so that's okay sometimes. But I don't get to see people, which is what I'm doing it for. Like, I love to serve people and to talk to people and be like, oh my gosh, enjoy your pastries. How'd you like it? What's your favorite? I don't know. I like to personalize things with people. But in the kitchen, it's just you. That's it. Just you and your work, which is honestly really therapeutic. I have to say, there are some pros to be in the work, to be lost in the work, but I'm missing the people element. With my two jobs, I am alone. That is a lot of hours just alone with my thoughts in the work. And I think I don't like it. Oh, no, I do like it. I think I'm not happy with it right now because, I don't know, the sun comes up and the sun comes down and I'm alone. And it doesn't feel wholesome. It doesn't feel like I'm a part of a community. It doesn't feel like my work is contributing to anything. I know on the other side it probably is. Like, people are having those conversations like, ooh, patients are nice today. I don't know, but I'm not a part of the conversation. And I think that's where it's getting lost. Maybe I need to be a part of a bakery or something where I could serve coffee, at least be a part of the conversation. Or maybe I could be a private chef for now. Because I know on the grand scheme of things, to be a celebrity chef or whatever it is my goal is in the future, that's going to take years of content creation to get there. And so I can do stuff on the day-to-day, like with my YouTube channel and this podcast, which is exciting and fun for me. This is my fun time. And I'd love to make this just my job, to be able to cook for you guys and just talk to you guys all the time and do meetups or dinner nights or live cooking classes and all these different things. Like, I have so many ideas to interact with you guys. But for now, being practical, chefs don't make a whole lot of money on the front when you're first starting out. And so to live in California working two jobs, the cool reason is they pay pretty well on my job. So it's like to keep them, but I sacrifice being with you guys and interacting with people, and it makes me a little sad, to be honest. It's not good to be alone all day and not see the sunlight, which sounds kind of tragic, but that's how it is sometimes. You're just working with fluorescent lights in a silent kitchen. Though, honestly, my other pastry chef, he's just so funny to me. He's like a moody French guy who plays, I call it sad girl music. And I was telling him, I'm like, man, are you in your feels? Are you okay? And the language barrier goes, what do you mean in your feels? And I'm like, when you listen to a song and it's sad, but it's good, so you like listening to it, but it makes you sad. And he goes, oh yeah, that's exactly right. I'm in my feels. I've been in my feels in this playlist since October. I went through a breakup and this is what we're listening to. And I'm like, honestly, man, I feel for you, but you're bumming me out. And he goes, okay, yeah, you're right. We ought to change it. That is one moment where I wish, like, I was actually working in silence, because the playlist is something like Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish, and a bunch of other oldies, but they're all like the theme of the playlist, I kid you not, is like breakup, heartbreak, suicide, depression, dying, funerals, alone and sad, forever alone, I can't believe you're gone, I miss you on the other side, I'll see you on the other side. And I'm like, damn, man, like, I know we're all going to die at some moment, but I do not need to be reminded all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Please, this is like killing my vibe, for real. Can we please just work in silence or change it a little bit? I'm like, I was telling him, and I'm like, honestly, I get it, breakups are like the worst, but we got to bring the spirit back in here. Like, I feel if you set the tone for the day, that's how you're gonna feel all day. But if you put on something that's encouraging, then you will feel encouraged, you feel good. And my life is a little bit funny right now, but I hope you guys can relate. Being a pastry chef is difficult, and it's a weird journey because there's so many different avenues, or just being a chef in general. And so I hope you guys will just come along with me on this journey. I hope to make a podcast as frequently as possible. I would love to say every day, as frequently as possible, to tune in on all of my life events. Because I chose my name Precious Pioneer because precious is my name, but I always felt like I had a pioneer spirit. I will always just try what I think is the best fulfillment for my life, for me to grow and to explore and to be the best version of myself that I can. And I could only hope the exact same for you, to have the courage to go out and explore the unknown, even though it can make you a little bit nervous or scared. The risk almost always outweighs the reward. Is that how that phrase goes? Maybe? Question mark. All I can say is that it's worth it. Like, it's better than to have the thoughts of what if, or maybe eat you alive, because then we indulge in vices that we can't handle, instead of just facing it, no matter how scary and no matter how hard it may be. Like, I don't tell people this very often, but to share, like, I going to Spain, like, everybody, my closest people in the world to me have every single person without a doubt can try to convince me not to go from their own fear. From my parents who are like, ooh, you shouldn't go to culinary school there. There's so many amazing ones here in the US. Like, why go all the way there? To my ex-boyfriend who's, oh no, like, you should just do one here. Or you should learn by yourself. There's no point of you going to culinary school. All these things. Like, everyone that I've ever known was questioning why do it. And I'm like, because I feel like I need to get out of the US. I need to see the world. I need to do this for myself. And it was one of the best trips of my entire life thus far. And now it opened the door for me not to be so afraid. Because yes, like, I also was afraid. Like, I've never been outside of the US before. I've never been so far away from home. And the scary thought is I don't have a single connection out there. So if something were to happen, like I got sick or something, SOL, I was just like out there. But I realized people are people everywhere. Beautiful, good, bad, happy, sad, all of it. And it inspires me to do more things, to explore more. And it opened all these doors of opportunity from people all around the world. And I could not have gotten that here. And so I hope this encourages you. If you have something on your heart and you feel like you are destined to go out there and to do it, you owe it to yourself to go out there and do it and accomplish everything that you have on your heart and your mind. Because sometimes I think about the people that you most look up to in the world. Like, for me, I love Michelle Obama, I love Viola Davis, I love Beyonce, I love so many people. But imagine if they just didn't do the amazing things that they're good at. If Michelle decided not to be a lawyer, she's, ooh, that's too hard, let me just not do that, let me just stay at, I think she was working at a hospital or something before, and she loved that job, and she was like, okay, let me just, what if she just chilled out there? She would have never met Barack, she would have never been the icon as we know her. If Beyonce decided not to sing, or like when Destiny's Child broke up, she's like, okay, I'm good. What if they just high key did not do what they were destined to do? We would miss out on their glory of what they're good at. And so whatever you are good at, like, we would miss out on you. And I'm so grateful and lucky to share the same lifespan as you, to know you. And I want to see what you're doing, what you're creating, what your purpose is. I want to see you shine from wherever you are. And I'm sure everybody around you, your friends, your family, the people that you interact with on the day-to-day, also would be so blessed and amazed to see what you're capable of. So if you're afraid and you're waiting for a little push or questioning what you should do, this is for you. I'm talking to you. You've got this. You've got this. And so that's all I have for you guys today. But as always, live life with love, food with life. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.